Hello.
Good evening. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a national public opinion research firm. May I please speak with William Stanley?
This is William.
I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the issues facing our nation, state, and local communities. I am not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. First of all, are you registered to vote in South Texas?
I am registered to vote.
Okay, I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president, U.S. Senate, the state legislature, and other local offices in November? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or don't you think you will vote?
No certain.
Don't think you will vote?
Most certain, well, I will vote.
Oh, almost certain, okay. And in what year were you born, just to make sure we speak to all ages?
I was born in the before the 70s.
Okay. Thank you. And what is your race or ethnicity?
I would like to decline to state that.
And yes or no, do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino descent?
I am not Hispanic or Latino descent.
Thank you. And thinking back to the 2020 presidential elections, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
I voted independent, but I voted for Trump.
Okay. And thinking about the elections in November, if the elections for a state senate were held today, will you be voting for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate in your district?
As an independent, I will vote for most what the candidate I feel best in. It most, if Biden is on the candidacy, I will not be voting Democratic.
But if the elections were held today, and if you have to decide right now, to which candidate will you lean? Republican candidate, Democratic candidate, or other candidate?
Most likely other candidate.
Okay. And I'd like to read your feelings towards some people using a scale from 0 to 100. 0 means a very cold, unfavorable feeling. 100, a very warm and favorable feeling. And 50 is neutral. Use any number from 0 to 100. The higher the number, the warmer your feeling. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of them, just let me know, okay? The first one is Adam Hinojosa. Do you recognize the name? Adam Hinojosa?
I do recognize the name.
From 0 to 100, how would you rate him?
Neutral on that.
Okay. Greg Abbott from 0 to 100?
In the high teens.
You may use any number from 0 to 100.
Oh.
How would you rate him?
Five.
I'm sorry? Five?
Five.
Five or 50?
Five.
Five, okay. The next one, Morgan Lamantia. Do you recognize the name, Morgan Lamantia?
Morgan sounds familiar. Lamantia does not. That would be neutral.
Okay. And what about Donald Trump? From 0 to 100?
Five.
Joe Biden? From 0 to 100?
95.
And the last one, Ted Cruz. How would you rate Ted Cruz from 0 to 100?
Five.
I'm sorry?
Five.
Okay. And would you say you disapprove or approve of the job Greg Abbott is doing as governor? And is that strongly approved, somewhat disapproved, or strongly disapproved?
Strongly approved.
Would you say you approve or disapprove of the job Morgan Lamantia is doing as a state senator? Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
What you said Morgan
Lamantia.
Morgan Lamantia. Give me a second. I'm trying to remember what.
Senator.
No, I got it.
The job Morgan Lamantia is doing as a state senator. You strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove the job?
Give me one second.
No problem.
And of course, you're not able to tell me if they're a Democratic or a Republican.
Yes, I'm sorry. Actually, I'm required to read verbatim, and more information is included here. But you can do your research. It's not a problem. I can wait.
No. How do you spell his last name again?
Morgan, L-A-M-A-N-T-I-A, Lamantia.
Morgan Lamantia, T-I-A. Yeah, that does sound familiar. That's a female, right? If I can remember correct, Morgan is a female?
Correct. The job of Morgan Lamantia is doing as a state senator. How would you rate her? Strongly approved, somewhat disapproved, or strongly disapproved?
I think she's, if I'm correct, because I'm in the east side of Texas. I think she's west. For what she's doing out in the west, I would say I'm neutral, 50.
Okay, no problem. And now thinking about the elections in November, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
I thought there was an other on that one. Or I only have to choose those two.
Correct. If the elections were held today and you only have those two options, who do you lean towards?
It would be President Trump as the default, yes.
Okay. And if the election for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidate were Republican Ted Cruz and Democrat Colin Aldred, for whom will you vote?
Between Ted Cruz and who again?
Democrat Colin Aldred.
Aldrich, that's A-L-D-R-I-C-H.
Aldred. A-L-L and red, like the color red.
Aldred.
Yeah, Aldred. Colin Aldred. Ted
Connor?
Or...
Is it Connor or Colleen?
Colleen. C-O-L-I-N.
Colin. I thought you said Connor.
No, sorry. Colin Aldred. From whom will you vote? Republican Ted Cruz or Democrat Colin Aldred? For U.S. Senate, if elections were held today.
Colin Aldred. Name sounds familiar. Cruz.
Okay. And now if the election for U.S. Senate were held today and the options... the candidates were Republican Ted Cruz and Democrat Roland Gutierrez. For whom would you vote?
Roland Gutierrez. That name does sound familiar. Gutierrez.
Roland Gutierrez, Democrat. For U.S. Senate.
Ooh, gosh. That's a tough one. You said between Ted Cruz and him?
Yes, and Democrat Roland Gutierrez.
Well, that's a 50-50 either way.
But who do you lean toward? If the elections were held today, just imagine that.
If they were held today, I haven't really heard too much about Gutierrez. I'd probably have to be Cruz.
Oh, and if the elections for U.S. House were held today and the candidates were Republican Myra Flores and Democrat Vicente Gonzalez Jr., from whom would you vote?
What was the first name again?
Republican Myra Flores.
Myra Flores. And this is for what position?
U.S. House. If the election for U.S. House were held today.
House representative.
Yes,
U.S. Flores.
Okay, yeah, Myra Flores. And if the election for Texas State Senate were held today, will you be voting for Republican Adam Hinojosa or Democrat Morgan Lamantia?
What was it? Adam Hinojosa?
Yeah, Hinojosa with H. H-I-N-O-J-O-S-A.
Up north. I've seen him in the Austin area. In Hosa.
Okay, would you like his warehouse today? Will you be voting from Adam Hinojosa or Democrat Morgan Lamantia?
Again, Hinojosa.
Okay. And now we're almost done with the survey. This is basically the last part where 75%. I'm going to read you some issues that people say should be a priority for the governor and Texas state legislator. For each one, please indicate how high of a priority that issue should be. Not a priority at all, a low priority, a medium priority, or a high priority for the governor and Texas state legislator. Just five issues, okay? The first one, reforming border policy. High priority, medium priority, low?
High priority.
Okay. The last four, ensuring access to affordable quality healthcare.
What were my choices again?
High priority, medium, low, or not a priority at all?
A medium priority for healthcare.
And the last three, supporting reproductive healthcare choices for women.
High, say that again.
Supporting reproductive healthcare choices for women. That will be a high priority.
This is for the women to have the choice of their reproductive system.
I understand, yes. Supporting reproductive healthcare choices for women. That will be high priority,
That's a high priority.
And the last two, supporting public schools and fighting against private school vouchers.
Say that again.
Supporting public schools and fighting against private school vouchers.
What's the private school what?
Vouchers.
Private school vouchers. Oh.
Yeah.
So more public school, less private school.
Correct. That will be a high priority, supporting public schools and fighting against private school vouchers. Medium priority, I would say high priority.
Education is a high priority.
And the last one, supporting South Texas small businesses.
That's a medium priority.
Medium priority, okay. And lastly,
I'm trying to figure out how many bullets I have for high priority.
Yeah,
Honestly, all of them would be a high priority for me, to be honest with you. But I know that everyone can't be a high priority. I mean, if they're all high priorities, then there's really no priority, right? So,
Okay. And now, this is basically the last part. Again, thank you so much for your time. Thinking again about the elections this November, I'm going to read you some descriptions of a candidate for a state legislator. After each, please tell me if you would be more likely to vote for this kind of candidate or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate. The first one, a candidate who votes to support Texas LGBTQ+ community. More likely or less likely to vote for this kind
of candidate? Less likely.
And less likely. Would you be much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Less likely.
Just somewhat less? Okay. And the next one, much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Much less likely.
Okay, I'm sorry. The next one, a candidate who supports law enforcement and innovative solutions to secure the border. More likely or less likely to support this kind of candidate?
More likely.
Much more or somewhat more likely?
Much more.
And the last three, a candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's private school voucher policies.
Well, that's his thing. So, I mean, I'm more for public schools than private schools. So, I guess a candidate who is for public and not private. So,
more somewhat likely. Less or somewhat more or much more likely?
Somewhat more likely to somewhat go for more. A candidate who is against the private vouchers.
And the last two, a candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's border security policies.
much less likely.
And the last one, a candidate who voted against Texas abortion ban.
Much less likely.
Much less likely, okay. And the last two questions, do you use WhatsApp, the application WhatsApp?
I have used WhatsApp in the past.
Okay, and are you a part of any WhatsApp groups, or do you only use WhatsApp for direct messages?
It's a case by case. I'm not part of any groups.
Oh, okay. And finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as Republican, Democrat, or what?
An other.
Okay. Like independent or other party?
More independent, but I sway Republican. Conservative.
And do you think... But the next question is basically... do you think of yourself as closer to the Republican or the Democratic Party?
Closer to the Republican.
And thinking in political terms, would you say that you're conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Moderate.
And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Graduate level.
Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Will.
Will, okay. And thank you for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can I note that you're interested in a follow-up research study and that we may contact you in the future? Yes or no?
That's fine, yes.
Thank you.
And now, the level of schooling, what did you interpret as?
Like 2 years of college or college graduate or just 1 through 11th grade, that's all.
No, I have a master's in business and an MBA.
Yeah, correct, I understood. But thank you, this concludes the survey, and thank you for taking the call. Your opinion is extremely important for us, and... This concludes the survey. Thank you for taking the call. Have a good night.
Thank you for calling. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Thank you as well.